She is no stranger to anyone that's listened to Australian music in the last 15 years. Since her debut album, Wonder, was released in 2009, spearheaded by the single Coin Laundry, Lisa Mitchell has been a beloved fixture of the Australian music scene. Her sound has evolved steadily and surely over albums like the Wild Bless, The Mess, and Considered Warriors. And now she's returned with her first new album in 6 years, titled A Place to Fall Apart. It's a beautiful, gentle album, and we're so excited to welcome Lisa Mitchell to the Tuck Shop to tell us all about it. Hello, Lisa.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Tuck Shop on 2SER. It's been such a pleasure to hear new music from you after such a long time. I'm sure it's the first album it has been 6 years. Can you tell us about what those last 6 years have been like for you and you know, what sort of led to this album being released now?
Well, I feel like because of the pandemic, I feel like everyone gets like 2 years taken off their, do you know what I mean? Off their life.
Totally.
So maybe, you know, I guess taking into the pandemic, it's probably been 4 years maybe. But yes, it has slowed everything down a bit, hasn't it? I've been collecting these songs since about, 2018, something like that. I think this batch really started around 2018. And at the time I actually had gone back to uni and I was just, I was just doing some subjects because I left school to pursue music, and I think it was something that I always wanted to do, was to, go back and learn a bit more, especially just about Australian history and, pre-colonial history as well. So that was all incredibly nourishing and, it definitely influenced the album a little bit.
Yeah, that's amazing. Obviously, that's always been a topic of conversation, was that you sort of entered the music industry so young that maybe you missed out on a lot of the things that you might do in your late teens, early 20s. So I think it's really amazing to go back to school and learn a subject that as you get older, you go, I really want to know something more about this. Did you enjoy being sort of a more mature age student?
Yeah, I did. And I think it's good because I don't know whether I would have maybe chosen, to do all of these art subjects straight out of school. I think as a mature age student, I was, a bit more interested in getting a bit deeper into, more of the, our history in terms of First Nations cultures and, just trying to understand a little bit more of what it means to be living in Australia.
Did those studies really inform this album? Did you have a very strong idea about what this album was going to look like and what really informed it?
I mean, there are like some love songs on the album and that's always something that I will just naturally write. I definitely had a moment when I was writing this record where I felt like I had to kind of reclaim my writing space because I was a bit sick of writing love songs. And I am interested in so many things, and I kind of felt frustrated that I was struggling to express, more nonfiction kind of stuff, environmental issues and ideas more about lineage. I felt like I definitely had an intention for this album that I wanted to explore, issues like environmental issues. And I wanted to incorporate my own ancestry a little bit more into my music. So I'm Scottish and German, and so I've definitely grown up going to folk festivals and, I feel very influenced by Celtic melody. So it was great to have the Uilleann pipes, which is an Irish instrument, on some of the tracks as well. So, a little bit conceptual, but not really. I find my style of writing is very like a journal. So, it's quite just don't know, just the natural kind of story and observations of my life and what I'm thinking about.
You mentioned Celtic rhythms and melodies, which was actually my next question because it was something I really noticed across the album. So that was obviously purposeful. Can you talk a bit about how you your journey into exploring that ancestry and also how you weaved it into the record like you did?
Yeah, sure. My dad's Scottish, so, and you know, we grew up, well, we came to Australia when I was about 3 or 4. And so I think growing up with a parent, or I mean, my mum's Australian, so growing up with one parent that is, you know, very much from a different culture, even though obviously Scottish and Australian culture is very similar, it's still very different. And so I think growing up, I definitely experienced, yeah, a different cultural influence. And so I think as I, in my studies with uni, as I kind of went deeper and had the privilege of getting a little bit more of a glimpse of some of the First Nations cultural practices and some of the stories from First Nations cultures in Australia, I definitely felt a natural need and longing to further explore my own lineage and you know, the ways of being of the Celtic groups of people. So yeah, so I think that kind of also reaffirmed for me just how, you know, I mean, how music is such a beautiful expression of culture and of the complexity of humans. And so, yeah, I think I wanted to really honour my little part of that as well.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you, you know, tap into some of the ancestral stuff because, you know, a lot of the time I just have to stop and think about my ancestry. I've got sort of German as well and Serbian and Hungarian. And I sort of think I would love to incorporate some of that into my everyday life, but I don't really get that opportunity. So it's really nice that you had that chance to do that with the record.
That's great.
And I love that you've also, I guess, through your learnings at university and experience with, you know, picking up in sort of Indigenous culture and history, that you've incorporated some of that into the record. And you've also teamed up with Jess Hitchcock on this album, who I didn't know too much about, but I went to Blues Fest last weekend and she was she was on stage with Kate Miller-Heidke, first of all, and then Paul Kelly later that night. And just her voice just blew me away. And I went straight on and listened to some of her music. And I'm really glad I did. I believe she's got her own music coming out soon as well. But yeah, how did you get to meeting Jess and her being a part of this record?
I just met her through my manager, actually, and yeah, he knew that we would get along, and I was curious to do a bit of co-writing with a few people, and yeah, her name got put forward, and yeah, we've become good friends. She's a really wonderful person, and yes, if anyone has not heard of her, do yourself a favor and look up her music, and her voice is insane. We wrote a song called Summoning on the new album. Which is, again, like, definitely has themes of wanting to connect with land, wanting to inquire and question, you know, maybe like habits and conditioning that maybe we've fallen into, trying to find reconnection with our older ways of being and, you know, in terms of looking after land and ourselves, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, we might play that song right now, if that's okay. You're okay to stick around for a few minutes after that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, we are chatting to Lisa Mitchell here on The Tuck Shop here on 2SER. It's a pleasure to talk to her about her fourth album. It keeps blowing me away. It's your fourth album.
I know, me too.
It's called A Place to Fall Apart, and this right here is Summoning, featuring Jess Hitchcock. You're on The Tuck Shop on 2SER.
Summoning, summoning, summoning.
That right there was Summoning, the beautiful duet between Lisa Mitchell and Mitchell and Jess Hitchcock off Lisa Mitchell's brand new album, A Place to Fall Apart. It's her fourth album. And Lisa has been so kind to join us on the line to chat through how it all came together. How are you doing, Lisa?
I'm good, yes. Lovely to be here.
Can you tell us a bit what the recording process for this album was like? Obviously, COVID is just thrown a lot of things up into the air over the last couple of years. What was it like for you to record this record?
Yeah, it felt like a huge celebration when we did finally get into the studio. We were, you know, one of the luckier bands, perhaps, in that we didn't have shows booked and we didn't have to cancel things. But we were ready to record the album, and because we're all based down in Victoria, we were thoroughly locked down for a while. So, I think we were kind of sitting on the album for about a year before we got into the studio, and it felt incredible to record. And we did record most of it live, just because I don't know. I'm such a lover of that we are greater than the sum of our parts. And I feel like that really applies to live music, and that, you know, it's very common these days just to overdub everything on a song, which, you know, just means to layer up each thing separately and not play them all at the same time. But I really feel like something is lost, and I'm sure someone, you know, a lot of people would argue with me, but I feel that there is some kind of spirit that is happening in the room when everyone is playing together and looking at each other. And, you know, I can see like my drummer's foot out of the corner of my eye, and I can see Jesse's hand out of the other corner of my other eye, and, you know, in terms of my bass player and drummer. And I think, yeah, there's something special about that. So I really wanted to capture most of the album live. It felt like a huge celebration. And of course, you know, on Friday when we finally released the album, it felt like an incredible relief to finally be able to share it with everyone.
You worked with Tom Jancic, who our listeners would know really well as Big Scary, Number One Dads, and also just as a phenomenal producer. He just worked with Morton on her latest single. What was that experience like, and how did that working relationship develop?
Yeah, look, it was a beautiful experience. Tom was incredibly generous and, I'd say, gentle with his approach, which is really what I needed. My intention with this album, kind of like I said before, was to really have everything live, which meant that me and the band basically had the album ready. You know, we had all of the arrangements ready before we even got into the studio. And so I think really I needed someone to just come in almost as a documentarian and just document where we were at. And of course, Tom added, you know, just so much beautiful and very subtle but very powerful atmospheric, instrumentation as well. So, yeah, I think, he was a huge asset to the album.
He's got a good ear, that Tom. Everything he touches just seems to be, you know, just done with purpose and just a soft touch. You know, he doesn't come in guns blazing and go, I'm going to do all this. He just he seems to be really sensitive to the artist that he's working with, and it sounds like the same with yourself. So, yeah, it's great that you work with him.
I feel very lucky.
Yeah. Now, the PR release for this album says the album is a glorious and heartrending tribute to what it means to be alive and learning in the world, having been old enough to feel its bruises and heartbreaks, but also be at the beginning of understanding our own individual insignificance within it. It's a really interesting sentence, that, and almost a bit of an irony that the older we get, the more insignificant we can sometimes feel as we learn and experience so much around us. That line about the record, did that sort of feeling sort of change your perspective on being a musician, after coming into the industry at such a young age in such a certain way? Do you feel now that through all of your learned experiences that you approach songwriting differently?
I'd love to say yes, that I have changed. But I don't know. I think, songwriting is, I mean, for sure. No, no, you're right. I mean, I think, of course, it changes with you. And I mean, I think, you know, the most significant thing for me probably, you know, in the recent years, you know, really was that feeling of reclaiming my writing space. Because I think, you know, if you go through anything emotional, like a breakup or just anything, you know, anything in your life that is kind of vaguely traumatic in some way, I think it's really easy for that to just kind of take up your entire writing space and your creative expression. And obviously that's sometimes really important. But then I think other times it's just a bit of a bad habit. And so I think that's probably, yeah, something that, I feel it's pretty significant.
It is a big, it was a pretty intricate question, but I guess I feel like this is your most honest record yet. And just the way that you sing and the instrumentation and just the softness with it just feels like you, you know, and I know that you've probably got fans over the years who've come from along the ride with you, but I really hope that every fan who loves you and listened to you for so many years would come to this point with this record and just go and have a big breath, you know. I was listening to this as I was in a shopping center with people all the way around me, but it relaxed me. It made me feel really calm, and I just feel like it's just a nice breath of fresh air, this record.
Oh, thank you so much. No, I'm glad. Yeah. And look, I think that approach that we did take, which was to really have the whole album, you know, pretty much created with the band before we even got into the studio, I think was a really huge part of it just feeling, you know, like me. And I think, you know, someone like Tom Janczak is always going to really honour the artist. But I think even, you know, no matter who produces it, I think it's very easy once you get in the studio to kind of create a whole world that, you know, is very creative, that maybe can become maybe like, I guess what I'm trying to say is I think you need limitations. And so I think having the band and having us create it in, you know, literally in my bass player's shed over the course of a couple of years, you know, kind of meant that we were limited by each other. And I think, it's funny just how something as simple as that is actually quite powerful.
Mm. I love the cover image of the album. To describe it for listeners, it's you half submerged in quite a dark pond. Am I right in thinking, and I'm getting a bit nerdy here, but am I right in thinking that it's a recreation of the famous Ophelia painting, that wonderful pre-Raphaelite painting?
You're definitely forgiven for thinking it's, you know, an homage. But no, I just, you know, and I love that painting. But no, I just for me, it was just really important for me to be submerged. I guess, story of dark water and the depths. And, you know, I definitely associate, I guess, ancestry, you know, with that kind of, you know, your own spirit and maybe your ancestors that are with you all the time, kind of in the unseen kind of realms. So it felt, really important for me that we were within water.
Mm. Well, we'd love to finish off our chat by playing Dreaming Swimming. It's such a gorgeous track, one of my personal favourites of the album. Can you tell us how it all came together?
Yeah, Dreaming Swimming, I think I was feeling very influenced by a pianist called Jort Bezing. And, you know, he kind of plays quite like a lot of like 3-4. Actually can't remember if he's Belgian, but yeah, very like old worldy, quite nostalgic piano pieces. And I was learning one of his songs at the time, and I think it really influenced this song. This song is very melancholy. I was going through processing a breakup at the time, so yeah, it's got that tinge of melancholy through it.
It's such a gorgeous track, and thank you so much for spending the time with us tonight to talk through the wonderful album. It's called A Place to Fall Apart. It's Lisa Mitchell's fourth album. It's out now everywhere. Get it. Buy it on Bandcamp. Get the vinyl. Get it all. And thank you so much for joining us tonight, Lisa. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I do think we are coming up to Sydney very soon for our show in May, or maybe it's June. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
Definitely. We'll be there, I hope, and looking forward to seeing these songs live. Thanks so much for joining us, Lisa.
Thank you so much. See ya.